Federal employees line up 10 deep to receive a free sapling as part of the Earth Day celebration in Rollins Park between the GSA and Interior Department headquarters buildings in Washington.
River Birch.
Elizabeth Frederico is a horticulturalist at GSA.
We're in the process of giving out bare root trees. We had six different varieties available. Most of them are gone already. And we have pamphlets on the table encouraging people to plant their tree in their yard as soon as possible and correctly. We have some very large trees that get nice and tall. We have some little tiny ones that are better for shade.
Frederico is part of a program that takes care of the landscapes at most federal buildings.
We're constantly doing inspections around GSA properties. We have most of Independence Avenue and most of Constitution Avenue, as well as properties throughout the metro area, ranging from very large campuses down to single, small, tiny, empty warehouses.
And this idea to hand out trees, how'd that come about? Was that something you guys do every year, or did something kind of motivate this year to do trees versus anything else?
Well, we've been doing trees and seeds. Actually, we have cut flower seeds, some vegetable seeds. In the past, we've always done seeds. We actually hired an arborist on staff now about 3 years ago, and he's really kind of pushed us forward with our trees and has been very actively planting trees all the way around the city and really trying to improve the tree canopy around our properties because, you know, these buildings get so daggone hot.
Frederico joined more than two dozen others at booths all around the park on this perfect sunny spring day. Experts from the Park Service, from the Electronics Recycling Office at Interior, and from several other federal and nonprofit conservation organizations provided the perfect backdrop for education on this Earth Day.
This year it's got a special oomph to it because we're doing it in such a collaborative way with the notion that we're going to be enjoying this campus in a new way going forward.
GSA Administrator Martha Johnson stopped by to experience the Earth Day festivities.
What we're doing collaboratively and what our individual programs are, things about green roofs, about recycling your electronics, all kinds of things.
Interior was collecting employees' personal electronic waste from computers to monitors to stereo systems. Scott Fossil is a property management specialist with the Interior Department's National Business Center.
We collect from all Interior bureaus. Me and about four other property specialists, we handle all the recycling equipment.
He says Interior works with the federal prison industries to recycle electronic waste.
Your hard drives have to be wiped clean. That's the one important thing. We give you a certification letting us know that all information has been wiped clean on in the disk drives. And then we collect them, do the same thing process. We palletize them. And we have a warehouse that we have in Virginia. We rent the space from GSA. We go there, palletize it. And that's where the tractor trailer usually come. If we do palletizing in the building, in the main Interior Department on 18VE, we palletize and take it ourselves to the Unicor place in Lando.
Fossil says Interior routinely is one of the top agencies that recycles their electronics that are no longer needed. GSA also is showing off some of their new hybrid cars. Tony Hudson is a fleet service representative for GSA. He stands next to a bluish-gray Ford Escape Hybrid.
I handle about 50-something customers have an average of about 1,400 vehicles within the metro zone area.
Hudson says even more fuel-efficient cars are on the way.
Compressed natural gas-type vehicles are really coming into play now. You know, a lot of the big buses that the city uses in their inner city and so forth. Plug-in vehicles, we're getting a lot of those golf cart-type vehicles that, a lot of the military installations are going to, you know, for short little distances within the base. I mean, that's where it's going.
And now, are you guys buying those yet, or is that maybe another year or two or more down the road?
No, we're already buying them. As a matter of fact, I've got, quite a few of them being delivered in the next few months.
In fact, GSA Administrator Johnson says GSA has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in new energy-efficient cars in the last few months.
The Recovery Act has given us a lot of resources to both green the inventory, the real estate inventory, and to acquire and expand our fleet of hybrids and higher-efficiency cars, and one of them is here.
Take a test drive. I heard you had a little lead foot there.
I have a lead foot.
That's the rumor. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I deal in rumors.
Dead wrong. That's not very efficient. Actually, I usually drive my own Prius, but I took the Metro today, which I try to do more often than drive.
OPM Director John Barry joined Johnson during the celebration. Barry says events like this green fair are part of the campus concept he's promoting.
Interior has, this is their park. You are on Interior property in this park. This belongs to the Department of Interior. And they do a great job maintaining it. It's great green space. They actually have space over here for our employees to play volleyball in their lunch hour. And it's outside. I've seen outside yoga classes. It's great.
Barry expects all three campus agencies, OPM, GSA, and Interior, to benefit from one special project.
The other thing Interior is working on, Secretary Salazar couldn't be here today, but they are planting organic gardens on the roof. And so the green roof that Martha referred to, that GSA is working with Interior on sort of an organic green roof garden, where employees can actually go up and garden healthy foods that they can then eat and enjoy, snacks at lunch hour, you know, having fresh carrots, you know, things like that. Just an incredible opportunity.
Barry and Johnson emphasize that Earth Day celebrations like this one are important to draw attention to sustainability, but the effort is a long-term one for all agencies.
Sustainability is both about systems and planning and doing all of the sort of big structural work. It's also about our behaviors and our work together as a community. And I think that the teamwork and the collaboration among the agencies should give some indication about the fact that nobody solves these problems by themselves. They do them together, and things like teleworking are about a whole group of workers together figuring out the best way for people to have all the flexibility they need.
And Director Barry?
We can be smarter about all of the investments we make, and telework is a way to be smarter about the time of our federal employees. Rather than wasting their time in traffic, rather than polluting the air, if we can enable people and empower them to work at home or to work in other flexible settings, we can take them off the roads. That's going to help the environment, it's going to help their stress levels, and it's going to make them more productive as employees. But we can also be smarter, and this is again where the teamwork between GSA and OPM, as we replace equipment, rather than buying desktop computers, what if we bought portable computers? So this doesn't have to cost the taxpayer anything. We can build this into our existing buying strategies. This day is about looking at all of these options.
At the Federal Campus Green Fair in Rollins Park in Washington, D.C. Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.